Grand Hearts mit Is the Sky the Limit auf Flux FM. Yes! Der Mann, den man seit Jahrzehnten auch als Drummer und songschreibendes Mitglied von Husker Du kennen könnte, er ist jetzt bei mir. Und nicht etwa, um ein weiteres Mal über seine alte Kapelle zu sprechen. Nein, wir wollen die neueste Grand Hearts Solo Doppel-LP, The Argument, vorstellen. Heute Abend wird er daraus gemeinsam mit Musikern des Stargaze-Projektes Stücke live spielen, und zwar im Heimathafen Neukölln. Und vorher hat das, wie gesagt, zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir sprechen ein bisschen über den Reiz von Konzeptalben, die fast schon wissenschaftlich anmutenden Vorbereitungen für dieses Album wollen besprochen werden, das sich dann schließlich mit religiösen Themen beschäftigt. Wir reden über William S. Burroughs, der als literarische Inspirationsquelle genauso funktionierte wie John Miltons Originaltext zu Paradise Lost aus dem Jahre 1688. First of all, aber hello and welcome,
well, thank Mr. Grand Hart. It's a beautiful day in Berlin.
Yeah, and it's really nice of you that you swung by to visit us here.
Well, you know, you are old friends, so yeah. This is how old friends are. They visit each other and see how they're doing.
Yeah, and how are you doing, my man?
I'm having a good day.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. You've been rehearsing with the Stargaze people?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, getting all of the technocracy ready for the program tonight.
Yeah, cool.
And I've been kind of the go-to man. It's like,
responsible Mr. Hawk, for
do you
everything.
Like, do you like the red light or do you like the white light? And
yes.
It's like, whatever you want. I mean, it's like, you are the light man.
And you've been to the Heimathafen Neukölln and took a look at the venue?
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful, right?
Oh, it's very nice.
I think it's perfect for the thing that you've planned for tonight.
There's no perfect, but this is very close. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's about halfway there.
Yeah. That's close enough, maybe.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your newest solo LP, The Argument, which was...
Thank you very much.
Which was inspired by John Milton's poem, Paradise Lost, which is from the 1700s and...
1688
or something.
Yeah.
And William S. Burroughs kind of remade that thing.
Yeah, a lot of people have based, uh-huh. you know, their own concept of it. And William's version is the one that brought me to reading the original,
uh-huh.
which is, you know, something like 10,000 stanzas
uh-huh.
of 10 syllables with no rhyme. So the fact that a blind man who was very old was able to make this poem is quite incredible.
I mean, that's an incredible detail that I didn't even know, man.
He would write the poem in his head and then recite to his daughter at the end of the day what he had come up with.
Wow.
And then she would write it down.
The similarity between both things, between the Milton thing and the Burroughs thing, is that they both take like biblical figures and motives and try to combine them with the time that they're living in, right?
I would be very surprised if you have read the Burroughs thing, because I'm the only one that has a copy.
Yeah.
So.
But I've read some interviews from you where you talked about it. So,
yes.
So
okay.
That's the similarity between those two, right? That they took those biblical figures and put them in the time that they were living in.
Yes, and also used the story as a metaphor for, exactly as you mm-hmm. say, of what is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Milton was addressing the trials of Galileo,
mm-hmm.
and by making, you know, science versus belief, you know, fact versus fiction. It was very courageous at the time. And he was very politically involved as an old man.
Yeah,
and
it was a dangerous poem, actually.
It was a dangerous poem.
Yeah, and Burroughs did the same thing, taking Truman or somebody like that.
Truman and the fallen angels are actually aliens from space, which, you know.
It's another twist on the whole story.
William was a very interesting man, and you can tell that at this time that he was maintaining a close friendship with the writer of science fiction, Whitley Strieber.
Oh, wow.
Who wrote, you know, the many abduction stories.
Yeah. But you were friends with William S. Burroughs. That's how you got to read his future
version. I did have that privilege through my connections.
Yeah. So, and then what because you just mentioned the scientific part and the religious part of both of these themes. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's funny that It's basically, in the end, it's a double album with biblical motives still on there. But the approach you took is super scientific because you read like 20 books on the subject before you even started writing, right?
Yeah, and, you know, different writing rituals that, you know, would not be in agreement with, you know, the Catholic faith or the Protestant for that matter. Yeah. And, you know, just telling a human story, you know, it's all about jealousy and competition and, you know,
yeah,
emotions, silly responses to things.
Yeah.
And in the end, love.
Yeah.
It is a love story.
Yeah. And then what was the main reason for you to be like, I have to break this down again? And all these stories that have existed?
Basically, I did it for the money.
Oh, yeah, cool. Why not? Yeah. And I see money raining on you all the time.
Oh,
there's
yes,
people,
man,
that came into the studio with you just throwing 50s at,
man,
you. I mean, it was worth it. Let's put,
yeah,
it that way.
But they're throwing East German 50s at me, which
don't exist even anymore.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Very difficult to,
yeah,
spend.
But I really read that the amount of information you gathered together kind of made it hard to reduce the philosophical content to like to a double album. So how did
there were songs that were dropped. There,
yeah,
were entire subjects, you know. Now, without taking anything away from Milton, a lot of what was in the original was repetition of things that could be found elsewhere with different words.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't need to tell the story of the Old Testament,
yes,
in,
sure,
this record because,
yeah,
you know, I also wanted to make something that was secular.
Yeah. That's what, yeah, what I thought. It's like a mixture. No. That's an,
you know,
interesting thing about the whole
trouble,
thing.
The trouble, you know, is, you know, anything having to do with God as an artist is people think, oh, he's a Christian now,
uh-huh,
or, you know.
Totally wrong in your case.
Well, I, you know, magic is the science that we haven't discovered yet.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
So there's things between heaven and earth that you
believe in. I believe in magic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe that there was anybody that was walking the earth half God, half,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Made wine out of water? Didn't happen.
Well.
Maybe.
You,
as a part of a magical trick?
You make beer out of water. Why can't you make wine? You got to use water to make wine. But
yeah, that's true.
You know, that's a whole nother subject right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah. No, but it's,
I mean, why,
yeah,
are they coming to Christ at this big party, this wedding at Cana, and saying, we need more wine? So it must have been his wedding, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Of course it was.
Maybe, yeah.
His mother says, you need to get more wine.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's like, well, I don't want to leave, so I'll just make the water or something.
I don't know.
I don't have time to go to,
yeah,
the liquor store right now.
It's too far away, actually.
Yeah.
My bicycle has
a broken tire. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there could have been various
And that's
reasons.
Why people say, Jesus Christ on a bicycle.
Yeah. Now we have come to the philosophical solution of the whole,
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, I mean, would Christ drive a smart car?
I don't think so.
No.
No, he would. No, maybe he would.
He would drive the Maybach, I think. He would want to impress.
He would be driven,
yeah,
in the Maybach.
Yeah, he would be driven in the Maybach, yeah,
yeah. Okay, let's listen to another song and then we'll talk a bit more with Grand Heart.
Here's the Donk.
Grand Heart mit Morning Star, ein weiterer Auszug aus dem Album The Argument, ein Konzept-Doppelalbum, das heute Abend auf die Bühne gebracht werden wird im Heimathafen Neukölln zusammen mit den Stargaze-Musikern und Musikerinnen.
And what time does it start?
I think it starts at 9. 9, let's say 9-ish.
Okay, 9-ish.
Yeah, but people...
No,
we'll
tell
have
me,
to be
tell
there
me,
a bit
what time does it start?
It's going to start at 9, but people will have to be there a bit earlier so they can
I hope so. So
get,
they
the, get the nice places
get
and stuff.
Popcorn and drink.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
I don't think that popcorn is going to be suitable for tonight.
It's a movie theater, right?
It has been. It has been a theater and a movie theater. That's right. We've been talking about the project and the loads of information that you read and researched to do that album. And I wanted to know, how did you actually start writing those lyrics when you had all the information together? Because you knew Burroughs and he's famous for his cut-up technique, like cutting up stuff and just putting it new together. Was that something that helped you to do the lyrics, or did you have another technique?
I accessed you know, other disciplines. The cut-up technique is kind of like a oracle, where similar to like you read tea leaves or somebody's palm. Basically, you're looking at something that's in the abstract, and what's on your mind really is suggested to you by the picture that you see. And it's what's been on your mind anyway, but seeing it brings it out to the conscious level.
Yeah.
And he employed the cut up as a means to discover within himself the doppel meanings of things. And and I think people assume that everything that is a result of the cut up method is going to be good. No, it's not that way at all.
And it's a nice misconception, though.
Burroughs always said, in the hands of a master, it can be quite useful.
Mm-hmm.
He did never say that this is the way to go. This is like an absolute.
Yeah.
He was very open-minded about even his own techniques and his own theories. And I think that's important for an artist to be. Yeah. Otherwise, they make fools of themselves.
And then when you explain it like this, it totally makes sense, because you have to be open-minded to see what your subconscious wants you to see while cutting up things, right?
Yeah.
So that's the important part about that. You brought Manuel with you in the studio.
Yes, my good friend.
He's a member of the Stargaze Musician Crew.
Und mit Tell him all about it.
Mit ihm möchte ich nochmal kurz fragen, wie ihr jetzt dieses Stück erarbeitet habt, zusammen mit Grant. Welche Stücke von der Platte waren da vielleicht auch ein bisschen komplizierter? Und wie anders klingt das denn? Weil ihr habt ja im Prinzip, seid ihr eine klassische Truppe, die sich dann mit Leuten aus der Rock-Pop-Ecke quasi vermischt und dann was Eigenes draus macht. Wie sehr unterscheiden sich vielleicht auch die Songs von den Versionen auf der Platte?
Oh, ganz genau, ja. Wir sind eine Gruppe von Musikern, ein weitesten Sinne ein Kollektiv, sage ich mal, die genau in diesen Grenzbereichen der Musik arbeiten. Als damals Grant nach Köln gekommen ist, haben wir die Gelegenheit beim Schopfe gepackt, mal mit ihm geredet darüber, weil sein Album ja noch nie live aufgeführt wurde, und ihn da angesprochen, weil wir solche Projekte halt häufiger machen, sind wir gut ins Gespräch gekommen und haben dann auch Förderungen bekommen vom Music Board Berlin, diese Sache zu entwickeln, weil das schon eine sehr komplexe Sache ist. Also seine Musik ist enorm vielschichtig, mit sehr vielen Details drin, was sehr inspirierend war, das halt rauszubringen. Dann haben wir jemanden beauftragt, die Grundarrangements zu machen, und das dann in enger Zusammenarbeit halt einfach entwickelt. Und das Besondere bei Stargaze ist jetzt, und der Zusammenarbeit mit Grant, dass es doch sehr demokratisch, sage ich mal, abläuft, wie man jedes Instrument sagt, seinen Teil dazu, und dadurch entsteht eine sehr, sehr harmonische Sache am Ende, sodass auch die, sag ich mal, die Songauswahl auf die Dauer relativ dynamisch und halt auch, da sag ich mal, da mitläuft. Ne?
Also, so there was no dictatorship, Grant. You didn't tell those Stargaze guys exactly what to do. They were allowed to bring in their ideas as well.
Well, that's the only way you're going to get a positive result.
Yeah.
You know? The gift has to be accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, basically. Yeah, totally right. So I want to thank both of you for visiting me in this very studio. I think it's going to be a brilliant night tonight.
And thank you for waiting. We had some delays getting here.
No problem. It was worth waiting for you guys, and it was worth talking to you about that new record.
There was a truck from the bank that fell.
Really?
That had an accident, and all these East German marks were scattered all over the place, and people were running like crazy to get these...
Adventure.
And we just had to fill our pockets.
Adventurous times for Grant Hart of Flux FM in Berlin. Thanks a lot, man. Please come back as soon as you have more plans for Berlin. You know, you're always welcome.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Right here. And I'm going to give away some tickets, actually, for tonight's show real quick.
Not too many, I hope.
Not too many, man. Not too many. No worries.
Just a few hundred.
Yeah, just a few hundred. That's right. Wer also heute Abend hin möchte zu Grant Hart und zu Stargaze. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Der ehemalige Drummer von Hüsker Dü wird heute Abend seine Soloscheibe The Argument auf die Bühne bringen, zusammen mit den klassisch ausgebildeten Musikern von Stargaze. Anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000 und hier nochmal ein Stückchen, das er für seine alte Band komponiert hatte damals. Hüsker Dü mit Diane.